Well, welcome to Scout and Rod as we take a look at the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers here on the Landry Football Podcast Network, two teams that are really struggling. This is an ugly-looking Denver offense. They're going to have to make systemic changes on that side of the ball. I mean, they've got a – look, they may be in the division race if they can average 20 points a game. I mean, it's been that bad offensively. The defense has done their job. They've really kept them in games, and they're – ineptitude on offense. They've got to figure some things out. The quarterback's not comfortable. Look, there's a certain way you have to play Russell Wilson. You have to play around him. You have to play to his skill set, which is what coaching is. But he's not a pocket guy. They're trying to make him a pocket guy. They've got to get him out of the pocket a little bit more. Utilize some of those weapons. They obviously have not figured that out. They've kind of given the play calling to Clint Kubiak. Just a lot of issues that are going on. We'll see if they can figure things out. This Panther team has been given up for dead. Steve Wilks is trying mightily to get as much out of this team as possible to perhaps enhance his chances down the road for future coaching opportunities. But this is probably a matchup where Denver's defense can maybe get it done here. The losing to the Raiders was embarrassing because they were struggling. This is how could Denver not overpower a defense, giving up the second most rushing touchdowns and seventh most passing yards at home with their season on the line. Carolina's rebuilding. And, you know, this is – there may be a little bit more fight, a little bit more direction in Carolina, even though they're going with a new coach at the end of the year. That's a bad statement with the Broncos. Not a whole lot to get excited about in this matchup. Neither team's going anywhere, and there's going to be massive changes on the staff with Denver, not head coach, more than likely, in Carolina at the head coaching spot. So we check that out, and we'll keep you up to date on all of that, as well as a more detailed film room breakdown on this game and all the NFL games and college games over at LandryFootball.com. So check that out today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football content. Now, for the route to victory in this game, let's head on over to our Vegas insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory embedding the Denver Broncos at Carolina Panthers. Broncos 2.5-point favorite as we record. They opened a 3.5-point favorite, but money coming in on Carolina. Totals 36.5, about as low as you're going to see in an NFL game. Broncos 3-7 ATS on the year. All three of their ATS wins, though, coming on the road. The 3-1 away from the home field. The Panthers 5-6 ATS with a 3-3 ATS home record. As for the over-under, the Broncos have played 9 of their 10 games this year to the under. The Panthers, 7 of their 11 games have gone under. Broncos have won 4 straight ATS in the series, AFC-NFC matchup, so they do play every 4 years. Don't get fooled by those trends. As for the Broncos, under in 6 straight following an ATS loss, and they've played 8 straight November unders. That trend goes to last year. As for the Panthers, 8-1 ATS at home, taking on teams with losing records. Broncos fit that bill here. And a couple of under trends here too for the Panthers. Under in 4 of their last 5 at home, and under in 4 of their last 5 taking on teams with losing records. Couple of roster moves this week or decisions playing into this one. Sam Darnold will get the start at quarterback once again. The Baker Mayfield re-experiment is over. And the running back spot for the Broncos has been quite the story. Of course, Melvin Gordon, another fumble getting released this week. Running back Chase Edmonds, he's out with an ankle injury. So a depleted running back core for the Broncos. And wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, questionable with an ankle. No play ATS on this one. I'm not going to play the total. I do have a lean under, but 36.5 is not a lot of points. In a 2017 game, as this one could be, that's going to get you over the total. 21-17 would be over. So I do lean under, but not going to make a play in this one. And I just can't bring myself to taking the Broncos or the Panthers with how bad these teams have looked here over the last couple of weeks. You can find more NFL and top college previews on the Scout and the Route. We're on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory embedding the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers.